Hello and welcome to another Daily Dose. Today is December 21st, 2021. What is up, people of the podcasting world? I'm your girl, Lulu, and all right, so today's Tuesday, and you guys know that Tuesdays are all about the worshiping of discipline, because Tuesdays I go to church where my friend Megan is the chair of the AA meeting, and I'm the only not AA person. But I asked her, I'm like, why do you so every meeting they start off the meeting by saying like an introduction, like, hi, I'm Megan and I'm an alcoholic, I haven't been drinking since blank, or I've been sober for X amount of days, years, or months. And I remember after one of the meetings, I asked her, Megan, why do you say you're an alcoholic if you haven't, in her case, if she hasn't touched alcohol in more than 4.5 years? And I feel like that's, first of all, congratulations, that's amazing. And she's like, the difference between someone who is an alcoholic and someone who's not is that someone who is not can pick up a drink and then put it down. But for someone who is an alcoholic, they cannot fathom the idea of stopping, of not maximizing this good feeling they're having. Why not keep drinking until you black out? They don't understand the idea of stopping once they start. And I was like, whoa. I was like, does that mean that once I'm a stoner, I'm always a stoner? And she was like, pretty much. And then she nodded her head vigorously. So I thought that was interesting, a very interesting way to put it. So anyway, today for my introduction, I was like, hi, I'm Lulu, and I have an addictive personality, and I haven't touched the thing, and I keep saying things like the W word, the P word, the C word, because I don't even want to trigger my brain in any remote way, even the smallest menial ways, and I just avoid saying any words even. So I started November 1st, today's December 21st, so I feel like that's at least like 7 weeks, I think, 7.5 weeks. Wow, amazing. How did you do that? I don't know. Actually, I do know. I have a bigger goal now. You know, I want to be a talk show host. And I was like, how can I be a talk show host if I can't talk? Like, when I'm beat out of my mind, I'm already kind of antisocial to begin with, but I guess I'm like an introvert, extrovert, but when I'm like on that thing, I literally am in bed all day, and Uber Eats are my best friends, and it's not healthy, and that's a big reason why I'm not doing this anymore, one day at a time. After the church meeting, another thing I wanted to mention, so during the church meeting, before it, I was like, hey, Meg, can I talk about my TV series that I'm producing called Winners Only Club that is heavily inspired by Nathan For You and Zach Galifianakis, the fat Greek guy, and she was like, no. She was like, do you know how many times I've wanted to talk about my gallery, but I didn't, because it's just not really protocol and it's not really standard to talk about, like, promote your stuff during a church AA meeting. I was like, oh, okay, all right. So I didn't. But anyway, afterwards, I went to meet Gabriel Portuondo at the Bay Street Theater in Sag Harbor on the Wharf, and he is not white, but I honestly thought he was black, because when we met briefly at the Arts Hampton event over summer, and he was with the white gallery, I don't know, I thought he was black, and I thought that, yes, I am playing the diversity card, that I think that it would be a good element to add to the show to have a non-white person, because every guest so far has been white. But upon, I guess, my discovery today, he's not black, he's Dominican. But then I, like, talked to a friend about this after. There is, like, a category called Afro-Dominican. So it's not that, I don't know, he's my friend who, like, helped me with the cameras today. He was like, oh, I thought he was black. And I was like, no, he said he's Hispanic, he's Dominican. So I don't know. But is there anything else I would like to tell you guys about today? Nope, that's it. It was the Gabriel interview and the church going. I go to church every Tuesday morning. Okay, that's a wrap for today's Daily Dose. And I can't wait to get inside your ears again tomorrow. Bye.